welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 14th, and it's 11 days until Christmas Day. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about gift wrapping. Different people have different styles, and you can usually count on what they do to be repeated year after year. When I was growing up, I always received one special gift from my great-grandmother. It was a pretty dress and was always wrapped by the store in the prettiest paper. I instantly knew who the gift was from when it was placed under our Christmas tree. Do you have a memory of a special wrappings for gifts? First up is bags. This is a go-to for many people, but I hear the complaint that it takes the fun out of unwrapping. Since I love to give items in bags, my trick to help with the unwrapping issue is to use tissue paper. I wrap the gift in tissue paper and then put more on top to make it pretty. Bags are a great way to package baked or homemade goodies, especially when you're giving to a group of people. Next, let's talk about wrapping paper. Wrapping paper can be fun. A couple of ways to use paper to make it special include choosing one paper for each person and wrap all their gifts in that paper. Make it special by choosing a paper that has meaning to them. For example, if they love a particular Disney character, find a Christmas paper with that character on it and wrap all their gifts for them. This will also work for gifts for a particular group of people, allowing you to know with just a glance who gets what gifts. Another way is to buy one paper to wrap all your gifts for this year. This can be done with a particular theme for each year. Large rolls of wrapping paper can be found in warehouse stores such as Sam's. To save money, purchase reversible paper and use one side one year and the other side another year. The last thing I want to talk about with wrapping is to think outside the box. Get creative with your wrapping of gifts. In our family, we use sturdy reusable boxes that have lids. These make great decorations around the house and double as gift wrapping. I wrap the gift inside with tissue paper so they do not see it instantly when they are opening the box. Another idea is to use stockings as a way to wrap up smaller size items into one larger gift. Again, I wrap the items up in tissue paper and insert them into the stocking. I purchase stockings at after Christmas sales or at the Dollar Tree. Think of utilizing a stocking like you would a gift bag. What unique out-of-the-box ways do you use to wrap your gifts? Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we'll be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. These forms are available to Candy King Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcast, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep Christmas Organizing website free of annoying banner ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.